理课堂听 class.com。
例如，火车十分钟前就到了，这十分钟前是个具体的时间。The train arrived 10 minutes ago。如果说火车到了，那有什么时态？现在完成时。The train has arrived。或者火车刚到，刚到说了具体的时间吗？刚没有说是一分钟以前，就是刚，就是 the train has just arrived， 也是用现在完成时，因为刚 just 是个比较特别的。你说刚，你说是具体的时间也可以，你说是不具体也可以，但是那个 just 就必须用现在完成时。The train has just arrived。如果说火车刚才到了，刚才那个 just now。刚才是 just now， 那么它是一个具体的时间，就用过去时。The train arrived just now。 所以 just now 跟 just 只是一个词的区别，但是是一个时态的区别。 just 用现在完成时， just now 用一般过去时。昨天早晨你是什么时候起床的？具体的时间昨天早晨，所以用一般过去时。 What time did you get up yesterday morning? 例如，我过去总是很早去学校，我过去总是很早去学校，就说的是过去，但一般这里面用时态，用 used to。 I used to go to school early。另外一个句子，他过去老乘车去上班。 He always went to work by bus。 李红在上海住过十年。李红小时候在上海住过十年。李红 lived in Shanghai for 10 years when she was young。李红 lived in Shanghai for 10 years when she was young。 这里面一个 for 10 years， 有的同学会说这里面用 for 后面用了一段时间 for 10 years， 那么他就必须用现在完成时，这种说法是不对的，因为 for 10 years 是经常用现在完成时不错，但是这里面说有一个前提是在小时候，说明他是在过去曾经住过十年，所以这里面必须用一般过去时，不能看到 for 说了 for 后面一段时间就必用现在完成时，这种说法是不对的。 I have lived in Shanghai for 10 years。 我在上海住了十年，也许你现在还在住。我小时候在上海住过十年。 I lived in Shanghai for 10 years when I was young。 这里一个状语叫 when I was young，要特别注意这个区别。另外一个注意的问题是，在动词用一般过去时，句子里通常有时间状语表明动作发生的时间，如果该句中没有时间状语，那么上下文中一定有表明过去的时间状语，或者可以体现动作或情况发生于过去这么一个概念，上下文里面一定有这么一个概念，体现这个动作是过去。这种情况下用一般过去时，就一般过去时的一个特点。下面我们做一些翻译练习。总的来说，这个时态还是比较简单的。像我们做一些练习，翻译练习。你昨天早晨是什么时候醒的？我6点钟醒的。可是到7点才起床。What time did you wake up yesterday morning? I woke up at 6 o'clock, but didn't get up until 7. 他昨天晚上离开这里到上海去了。He left for Shanghai yesterday evening.我上中学的时候总是6点钟起床。 I used to get up at 6 when I was at middle school. 周总理曾经常在这里办公。周总理曾经常在这里办公。Premier Zhou used to work here. 这里面曾经用 used to 表示过去。现在我们讲过去进行时，学过了现在进行时，过去进行时就比较好理解了。过去进行时的构成与现在进行时有相似之处，就是 be 加现在分词，其中现在分词是不变的，而 be 是要变化的。现在进行时的 be是变成它的现在式，与有人称的变化，过去进行时的 be 变成过去式，有人称和数的变化。那么 I 用我们用 do 为例，我们看看它的时态的构成是什么样的呢？ I was doing You were doingWe were doing, they were doing, he was doing, she was doing, it was doing. 就是 I was, he was, she was, it was. 跟那个助动词，这里面 be 是个助动词，跟它的实义动词跟主语搭配是一样的变化。I was a student 10 years ago, 所以它 was 也是 was。我们再看过去进行时的用法。过去进行时主要表示在过去某一时刻或某一时间段内正在进行或持续进行的动作。过去进行时经常与过去时配合使用。例如昨天这个时候我们正在上英语课。 This time yesterday we were having an English lesson. We were having an English lesson. 昨天这个时候，所以昨天的某一个时候发生的动作。 We were having an English lesson. 例如再如老师在给我们上课时 Tom 走进教室。老师在给我们上课时候 Tom 走进教室。哪个动作用进行时呢？老师给我们上课。The teacher was giving us a lesson when Tom walked into the room. 这个时候 Tom 走进来了。所以他有个过去式 When Tom walked into the room. The teacher was giving us a lesson.When Tom walked into the room. 又如我们吃饭的时候灯灭了，我们正在吃饭，那么灯就灭了。 While we were having supper, all the lights went out. 他摆桌子，他在读书。两个进行时，He was reading while she was setting the table. Yes, was reading, was setting the table. 两个动作过去的某一个时间同时发生。天渐渐黑下来了，风势增强了。It was getting dark. 所以天黑了一般都用进行时。如果现在天黑下来了 It's getting dark. 过去天黑下来了 It was getting dark. 风势增强了 The wind was rising. 整个句子 It was getting dark. The wind was rising. 另外过去进行时动词常与 always, continually, frequently 等等 连用，表示过去经常发生的行为。如两兄弟过去常常吵架。The two brothers were frequently quarreling when they were young. 清朝时，中国总是对西方列强妥协。In Qing Dynasty, China was always making concessions to Western powers. 这种情况跟现在完全是情况是一样的。用 always, continually, frequently 用在进行时态，表示一种感情。现在我们做些翻译练习。我记得他哥哥上小学时经常在课堂上提问题，这里面一个上小学时经常在课堂上提问题，那么这是一个表示一种感情，说明这种习惯呢很好，也可能是不好，一种感情在里面。翻译， I remember his brother was constantly asking questions in class when he was at primary school. 再说一遍， I remember his brother was constantly asking questions in class when he was at primary school.Was constantly asking, 过去进行时。我母亲做饭的时候，我父亲在抽烟，两个进行时。While my mother was cooking, my father was smoking. 我正在写东西，小明把灯关了，一个进行时，一个一般过去时。When I was writing, 小明 turned off the light. 最后一个有诗意的句子，夕阳西下，天渐渐黑下来了。The sun was setting, it was getting dark. 你走进他们的房间时，他们正在听广播吗？哪个用进行时呢？他们正在听广播吗？哪个一般过去时？你走进他们的房间时。所以整个句子 Were they listening to the broadcasting when you entered their room? Were they listening to the broadcast when you entered their room?最后一个，他给你打电话的时候，你在干什么？你在干什么？过去进行时。What were you doing when she called you on the phone? What were you doing when she called you on the phone?